Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello from across the room, Doug Mellard.
Hey, Doug Benson, all the way over there waving.
Dude, this is our first ever in-person Wide World of Dougs. I mean, you and me in person.
Yeah.
We've just been, it was pandemic created, and we would do it over Zoom. And I am in Austin, Texas for a couple of reasons, and that's where you are now.
Yeah, and this is totally normal.
So here we are. Yeah, we're at the Highball, which is attached to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, the South Lamar June Bong Ho Theater. I hope I got that in the right order.
I think so. Somebody's nodding correctly.
Yeah, because he switched his name around a little bit because Americans are dumb. started calling him by the wrong name, and he just went along with it for a while, I think. And then eventually he's like, we should definitely get him on this show, talk about names. But the Highball is where we did a Doug Loves Movies right at the very beginning of the pandemic. I was in Austin, so we did an episode here with three guests and me, much like we're doing now, just sitting in an empty bar performance space and with microphones far apart from each other. And so I'm weirdly excited to be back here doing this again. Not thrilled that the pandemic doesn't seem to
still
be
here
under
all
control.
This, all this time later, good God.
Woke up today to David Cross canceling his tour.
Oh, did not see that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't read the whole thing. He wrote a whole thing about it. I'm going to read it later. But it started off by saying, you know, it's just not safe right now. We have to wait till we get to the other side of this shit. And I don't want to start this off on a bummer note, but who thinks there's another side to this shit?
Yeah, I think
there's people that are just going to suck and not ever cooperate.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to get to the other side.
Start touring in 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, why doesn't he just say everybody wear a mask or something? Like, he could still do shows. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to get caught up in that. People got mad at Patton Oswalt for not doing dates that in cities where they wouldn't.
The
venue wouldn't insist everybody be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And it was like three cities. The rest of the cities are doing it, and they're probably having a lovely time seeing Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's what the Moon Tower Fest is doing that we are currently participating in. We did a Doug Loves Movies last night.
Gotta be vaxxed.
And everybody in the audience was vaxxed. And then still some masks on in the audience,
yeah.
I noticed.
And they check. Like, I appreciate that. There are places where they say they're going to check and then they don't check.
Yeah, they gave me a wristband that says I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I don't wear it, and it hasn't been an issue so far.
Oh,
so they're not that diligent. They're not coming at the talent, so to speak. But our guest today, sorry for the long ramble at the beginning, but our guests today are two of my favorite people in Austin, Keith Ruckus and John Erler, and we'll talk to them about all sorts of stuff.
Woohoo!
Let's go to work.
We're There it is. I've never heard the theme song played through speakers in a club.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it's early. We should mention that also. It's 9 a.m.-ish on Thursday.
We were both out last night. It's early. We're here in heavy metal, bright and early.
Yeah. September 23rd, 2021. Hello, John Erler and Keith Ruckus.
Hello, Doug and Doug.
Hello, Dougs.
Hey. So that first voice was John Erler. Let's have him talk again so people get
Hi.
Used to it.
That's, Hello, everybody.
That's what he
John
sounds
Erler.
Like. And then Keith Ruckus sounds like this.
I sure do. This is the sound of my voice.
That's what his voice sounds like. So I don't know how anybody could tell the difference between these two gentlemen, but personalities are wildly different.
Are they?
We haven't hung out enough to determine that.
That's
oh, I've seen both of you enough to know only one of you. I know only one of you. I've only seen one of you throw a chair.
Guilt. Oh, wait.
John thought it was him.
No, it was me.
No, that sounds more like you.
Oh, I slammed a chair down and then it bounced in the audience and broke a bunch of glass.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
That's why I'm not allowed back on that podcast.
That's why?
Because I'm not funny. I don't know.
I think you could come back to Doug Loves Movies sometime. I wouldn't have asked you to do Wide World of Doug's. It's a whole, you know, universe. It's like the MCU. I'm the DU. and you're a part of it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, whether I like it or not. You're a part of my world. So let's start with John earlier with just the first question we always ask everybody. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thank you, Doug and Doug.
What if you buckled at that question?
I'm out, everybody. Thank you so much.
It's not going good. I heard your cold open.
Yeah.
And that was chilly. It was very cold.
Yeah.
The pandemic's never going to end. Welcome to our show.
I mean, now that you mention it, it was a huge downer of an introduction. But
yeah, I like to dig a deep hole at the beginning of all of my performances and then spend the entire time trying to climb out. It's my workout. How do you keep in shape during a pandemic? I climb out of holes.
Do you think we're getting to will there be another side to get to?
I just think that there's going to be just this kind of mix of disciplines, you know, and
or lack thereof.
Like the people that are always jogging and dieting and staying healthy, like they, I feel like they think they've got it beat somehow, like they're better than it, and so they're going to learn. And then it's just that next level, the people that are dedicated to being healthy but not nuts about it. Like non-joggers, but healthy. I think those people are going to... I just think masks are going to become a part of just everyday life, and there's going to be more plexiglass between you and whoever you're dealing with in day-to-day activities.
I think you're right. I mean, like, for a while they were saying we're going to reach herd immunity if, you know, like 80% of the population gets vaccinated, and now because of Delta, it's got to be 90% of everybody has got to get vaccinated, I think.
Yeah, we're not getting there.
Right. I mean, Delta's never been my airline of choice, but I'm definitely not flying on any of their planes. I heard that's very dangerous, allegedly. Keith Ruckus, how are you doing?
You know, never had a bad day in my life.
What about the chair throwing incident?
Oh, that was a bad day. You got me. All right.
I was going to say that was a great day. You got to throw a chair, and you know, the only repercussions were you think you can't come back on Doug Loves Movies.
Well, that and that poor lady, I broke her glass and her drink went everywhere. I apologize.
Do you think she's like whenever somebody throws a chair now, she's going to be triggered?
Yeah, I think she probably has PTSD from that whole episode.
What a shame. So. John Erler is part of a, I don't want to say part of, he is the part, he's the main part of an improv group that makes fun of movies, and they do it quite well, called Master of Pancake, Moto Panakeku if you if you speak Josh Brolin in Inherent Vice.
I love that you do that Inherent Vice quote every single time.
I got to, you know? It's just that's how comedians are. We just stick to one hacky thing.
That's not it. It's a beautiful tradition. Don't undersell it. You're doing that thing where you dig the hole again and you have to,
yeah,
to dig up. It's the wide world of digs.
Yeah, this Doug. Today. I'm going to do some Doug is digging. Dig Doug.
Dig Doug.
Anyway, I can't think of something that's more damaged by this goddamn pando than a show where you get people in a movie theater and you sit in the front with other hilarious people and make jokes during a movie.
I mean, some people died, but yeah, that's pretty bad too.
No, I'm saying, yeah, death is the ultimate bad thing. No, I'm saying like all of our careers were obviously like stand-up comics were fucked by this whole thing because we couldn't do shows. But you know what we did? We did shows outside. You know, you can't just move movies outside. Did you think about doing that? Like doing it at a drive-in?
Yeah. I mean, drive-ins in Austin and I assume everywhere else have become really popular in the pandemic. Like just spring up all over the place. I feel like there's four or five new drive-in theaters in Austin since a year and a half ago. And we were kind of hoping the Alamo might do something like that. But they, I mean, you can speak to this, but they chose a different direction, I guess. We dabbled in the idea of doing outdoor shows, but we ended up just doing mostly online shows for the past year and a half. And I mean, it's not, you know, you definitely miss the taste of a crowd.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause you would do that thing where you run around and lick everybody. Can't do that anymore.
That's a big no-no.
That's
now.
Out.
But yeah, it's, you miss hearing the laughs. We do a lot of shows on Twitch now. And, there's other, you know, it's like a trade-off. The Twitch shows, there's a chat box on the right, you know, I mean, you've done that and stuff like that. And, you know, we get sometimes hundreds of people in the chat audience, and it's fun to see their comments go by. It's a little sometimes disconcerting too. Like it's like doing a show in front of a live audience, but also being able to sort of read their minds at every given moment of the show, which can be good and can be bad at the same time.
They probably get a little bolder too, maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
very bold.
We have to have moderators sometime. I mean, that's just par for the course on Twitch, but, no, but I mean, the good side is sometimes it's a great audience participation fest, and everybody gets to make a joke, and it's fun that way. But
you know those movies, what women want, and What a Man Wants. I don't know the exact titles, but there was one with Mel Gibson, and then recently there was one with like Taraji P. Henson or somebody.
Yeah,
and I always am blown away by the premise. You know, now that it's happened twice, I've been blown away both times, that when you can hear everybody's thoughts, everybody thinks one at a time. Like if you're in a room with a bunch of people, they don't all think at once. They all take turns thinking of thoughts.
Just have blank slates.
Yeah. But can you imagine the fucking horrible noise machine that would be your ears if you could hear everybody's thoughts all the time? Because I think everybody has like, how many thoughts? Everybody has like 1,000 thoughts a minute or some crazy thing.
Yeah. Good God. And you know, like specifically in the context of doing a comedy show, like you can do a really good joke that hits and like 80-90% of the crowd will, you know, say LOL in the chat or whatever. But if there's just one person who has a problem with that joke or wanted to phrase it differently or just anything, I mean, that's the beauty of doing these shows on Twitch, but it's also the curse. Like you will see what, you know, 100% of the people think about that joke 100% of the time.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to think of your next joke. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
It is. Sometimes you just have to tune it out. But sometimes it's great.
Well, Keith Ruckus is the entertainment director. Is that the right expression?
He certainly was.
Because there's nothing to direct.
There's nothing. My name's still on the website, so I guess so.
And you still have keys to the facility.
I got a key, but it's a master key, so you could call it keys.
Okay. No, you just threw a chair through the window. That's how we got it.
Very hard. But yeah, like my whole job was packing as many people into this place shoulder to shoulder as humanly possible. So that's not needed in the current climate right now. But
right.
I'm thankful to be here to run events for Fantastic Fest.
Well, that's the other thing that's happening right now is Fantastic Fest is a perfectly named because it is fantastic. It's a movie festival that happens every September here. Mostly at the South Lamar Alamo Drafthouse location and this bar, the Highball, next door. So many fun events I've been to over the years here. And this year, Moon Tower got moved so much, because it's normally in April.
Yeah.
It got moved so much that they're both happening at the same time. So I had to come back to Austin, even though it does still feel weird, you know, the fact that one person on your flight could take off their mask, refuse to put it back on, and the plane has to land to get rid of that person. I've heard that happen.
Oh, my God.
And I just can't even imagine how livid I would be. I can't imagine it. I would throw airplane seats.
Yeah.
I would tear them out of their moorings.
Oh, God.
And toss them around the plane. Because, like, you're already always running late on planes. Like I was telling Doug yesterday, we landed and the pilot's like, "We're here early, 12 minutes early. Yay. Oh, our gate isn't available. There's a plane at our gate." So then we ended up being 5 minutes late. That's the worst. Somebody announcing that you're early so that eventually you'll be late.
Let's just sit in this tube a little longer.
I hated flying before this happened. Like, so yeah. Now I'm just like, and I hated it not as in scared of it, hated it as in just, it's just such a massive inconvenience.
Yeah, it's the last flight I was on, there was a woman talking to me about, you know, quarantine stuff and masks and asked if I was vaccinated, but she was in the middle seat, I'm on the aisle.
Ugh.
And it's almost like, hey, like, we're on the same side about this, but what if the guy next to us is not? And then we start this whole political, you know, like, debate in the sky. Like, you know, it's good we're on the same page, but I don't know if we need to, like, get into this right now, you know? And also, I don't want to talk to anyone, so.
Yeah, you might want to pull that mask over your ears and your eyes.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a thing yet? Like, some really comfortable eye, ears, mouth, and nose mask, like where you just shut it all down.
You just look like an executioner.
Just nothing. I don't want to deal with anything. Because that's what I do on planes now, is stare at my phone or, you know, if there's a TV in front of me, in the seat in front of me, just anything but looking around always. Because
right.
I always, I'm going to find the person whose nose is out of their mask immediately.
Yeah.
Or the guy that's sitting there, you know, because you're allowed to take your mask off to, like, eat and drink. So, but they say put it back between sips and bites. But nobody's listening to that part.
Yeah, there'll just be
instead, a guy will just sit there with a coffee in his hand and his mask off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drinking my coffee.
Yeah, I'm holding.
So I have my mask off.
I'm holding this one peanut for 3 hours. I'm gonna eat it.
I'm aiming it. It takes me a long time to get the trajectory right, but when this peanut's gonna go in my mouth in 10 to 15 minutes, and then I'll think about putting my mask on or having peanut number two.
It's got a fork and knife just chopping it up into little crushed bits.
Oh no. Like Paul Sorvino chopping garlic in prison in Goodfellas. Hope that reference
correct. You can't have a razor blade on a plane.
Yeah, he just slices it with a razor blade. That's so cool. All right, so we talked about Fantastic Fest. We talked about how Keith is sadder than John.
Correct. Much.
I apologize for suggesting that John had it worse earlier.
It's pronounced early. Thank you.
Oh, my God. If you didn't say it, that would have been in the chat for sure. All right. So on this show, Wide World of Dougs, we love discussing people's names, and you guys each have one.
Luckily.
Or several. I don't know. I don't know the middle name situation here. But John Erler.
Yeah.
What's it like being a John your whole life?
It's like nothing. Like it's not.
It's like
not,
they almost didn't name you.
Yeah, it's like the most neutral name you can imagine.
Is it short for Jonathan?
It is not in my case.
It's just they are just like this baby looks like a John. Or did they? Do you think they were like picked out a name before you were born?
I don't know. I feel like I've asked my parents why, and they never gave me a straight answer. Or I've forgotten it, which is terrible, and I need to ask again. But no, I mean, growing up, I mean, John used to be the name. Like, every boy child was named John. And now, I actually checked the list before coming to the show this morning, and, like, John has dropped to, like, 50th on the new baby name list.
Huh. Yeah. Why is it still on there at all? Why would you want to, unless it's like, I guess, named after like a grandfather or somebody, you know, some sort of thing
well,
like that.
Well, I mean, I don't want to bring it up, but it's still ahead of Doug.
You're way ahead of Doug.
Yeah.
But also Doug doesn't have two different spellings for no reason. Why is there an H sometimes and sometimes not?
I don't know. I hate it. I hate the silent letter. I hate the fact that people try to take away my silent letter, even though I don't even like the silent letter. Just give me that H.
Yeah, that's your mine. H, man. You deserve it.
Yeah. Like, you probably feel the same way about the silent letter in your name. Like, that O. Like,
we have strong feelings about H, because it feels like they drop the H from John and then stick it at the end of Doug.
Yeah. All the time.
It says dough all the time when we order coffee and stuff. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah,
this week.
It's weird. But that tends to be like a more of an international issue, I think. I think if English isn't your first language, you have no reason to know how to spell Doug.
Yeah. Well, like, what is that OU combination? Like, that's pretty rare to pronounce OU as
Right.
Yeah, it should be Doug.
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 Yeah.
Doug, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, it's ooh in the word through.
Right. I looked up all the words last night. I came prepared. I looked up all the words that have the pronunciation for OU.
And where was Doug on the 100 list or whatever?
Oh, Doug, I don't think he even made 100.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. Because I really have been. I haven't done it in Austin yet. Maybe I should for my show on Saturday. But I, I've been going to towns and saying, hey, if your name is Doug, you can come to the show for free. And people don't, I can't find anyone named Doug, which I'm liking that there's so few Dougs, but I'm also, it's also feeling weird too.
I thought it was a lot more popular than it turned out to be.
Yeah, I think that when you know a Doug Mellard or a Doug Benson, you just feel like the world is full of Dougs.
Yeah.
Because we're so vibrant.
Not so wide world of Dougs. We're an endangered species.
Yeah, well, that was when we started, we were like, the guests are all going to be people named Doug. And then we quickly had like a guest that was not an interesting person named Doug. And then.
Oh, he was interesting.
He was interesting in all the wrong ways.
Yes.
And then, and then we just sort of went, well, fuck it. Let's just have people on that are fun to talk to.
And you'll talk about the name.
And we'll talk
and their
about
names.
The name Doug until people are sick of hearing it. But yeah, I really liked how you broke down your John situation.
There used to be, in elementary school, there were always like five Johns in my class. And the teacher would always have to be like John E, John S, John F, John N, last initial.
Yeah, if you went like on Bachelor in Paradise, you would be John E. So people would call you Johnny.
People try to call me Johnny and it never sticks.
You're not a Johnny.
No. I mean, come on. And I'm not a Jonathan. I'm definitely not a Jonathan. Like, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you've settled into the John thing quite nicely under the circumstances, because you also, I think, people either rise above their given name or they don't. Yeah. And I think in the case of you and us Dougs over here, we've managed to have careers in show business when we should have just faded away into the background. We just got out of control.
Well, John is just like a synonym for just any guy is like John. Like, oh,
right.
Look,
well, especially if you're a hooker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This John over here. It's just like it's built into the name that it doesn't mean anything. It's just a cipher.
It's also the common name for the toilet.
Yeah. Not great.
What's that about?
Not great. I don't know.
That's so dumb. Why did anybody ever say, I've got to go to the John? Did you used to just shit in a guy's mouth? You know, in the old days, back when you didn't worry about COVID.
Pre-COVID, yeah, of course.
Pre-COVID behavior.
It was safe to shit in a guy's mouth.
I love the bathrooms here at Alamo Drafthouse and the one downtown that has since closed, the Ritz. Have, and I thought I'd see them everywhere. Also, the restaurant across the street from here has it. Those little foot things so you can open the bathroom door without touching the handle.
Oh.
I thought those existed here before the pandemic. They already had it here. And I thought that would really blow up as a thing. And now it's still the only places I see it or when I come here. 'Cause that's the greatest thing.
The greatest.
Just opening the door with your foot.
This is a trailblazer.
It's kind of an awkward move. It's not the most natural move, but I love it.
I mean, if you want it hard enough, you can open any door with your foot.
I don't know about that. If it's just a handle on the inside,
you do it. You're the guy famous for throwing a chair.
That's
so
true.
Let's listen to what he has to say. Fame.
He knows. Yeah, I guess if you kick it, you get it kind of bounce a little.
Yeah.
And then once it's open a little bit, you could wedge your foot in there.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to try it from now on when I'm in public bathroom
door. Just kick it in.
See if it bothers anybody. Keith, what's that name like?
Oh, you know, not a lot of us. It's a little rarer
than John.
It's
a real spelling challenge.
Yeah. Nobody ever spells it because the whole I before E thing. You know, that didn't do me any favors because it's K-E-I-T-H.
Right.
That's all I could say about it. I've only met a couple other ones.
I have to write down, if I'm writing the name Keith, I have to, like, write it down wrong to see how wrong it looks.
Right.
And then I can fix it.
Because it looks Kaif.
Yeah. Then you go, oh, yeah, that's not right.
No.
But you have to see it.
Yeah.
You know, just off the top of your head, you know, the whole I before E thing is very... very confusing. Have you ever thought of like just go, you know, it'd be fun to just change it to Keef, K-E-E-F.
No, but I get that a lot.
Yeah?
Nah.
Yeah, you must because, you know, it's become a word that's popular with the whole growth of the weed culture.
Most certainly has.
Yeah, so Keef Ruckus. Keef. And, I mean, Erler, of course, is just, you know, I don't think people have strong feelings about it in any direction. Right?
Well, I think they have more feelings about it than my first name.
Okay.
Like, it's more fun to play with Erler than it is with John.
Right. You get more wordplay out of that last name.
Absolutely.
You're like, you're an Erler riser or something like that.
Gurler, Whirler, Wurlitzer. Somebody called me Wurlitzer in college. It's fun. It's fun.
I want to know what that person's doing today. They probably didn't get good grades because they were thinking up things like calling John Erler Wurlitzer. Those nickname people, they're using their brains wrong.
They were so proud of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got it.
That was his best writing he's ever done. Coming up with that nickname. But Ruckus, what's that about?
It was a stage name that stuck, and then I had opened a coffee shop, which I had since sold in downtown Austin, and it was going to be called Cafe Ruckus after my stage name, but I wanted to make sure I owned it. You know, I could call it IP, so if I made it my legal name, then no one could take that away.
So your legal name is now Ruckus?
Oh, yeah, for
a very long
time.
Do you say to people what your new old name was?
Nope.
It's a secret.
It's a big secret.
Oh, I love that.
You could probably find it on the internet somewhere.
Oh, okay. What if we guessed it? Would you admit that we were correct?
100%.
All right.
That's the rest of the show. Just guess my old dead name. Great.
Keith.
Smith. Jackson.
Keith. Nope. Nelson.
Nope. That's the fun game, though.
Keith. Earler.
Damn it, that was it.
Yeah, how weird would that be? Mellard? Is it Mellard?
Yeah. That
Benson, Mellard, and Earler. We all have boring last names.
Benson, Mellard, Earler.
But Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Yeah.
Was, and what's the coffee shop called now?
Now it's called Yummy Joy. It was bought by... Yeah, I know. Yeah. Shit on my legacy.
Why did you change your name to Yummy Joy?
No, because I sold it.
Keith Yummy Joy.
Keith Yummy Joy. That's right. That was actually my screen name in high school. Keith Yummy Joy. yeah. No, it was a popular Austin toy store called Toy Joy. They really wanted the space. And then I said no. And then they're like, well, we want it this much. And I said, you sure do. And welcome Yummy Joy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm back to feeling more sad for John. He didn't sell a coffee shop to Yummy Joy.
No, I didn't.
You got that going for you.
Sorry.
I still want to guess.
But yeah, I remembered. I remember Ruckus Cafe. You gave me a. We gave away to an audience member a Ruckus Cafe T-shirt. I think.
Yeah, and now it's a collector's item because they're not making them anymore.
What about? I mean, I don't want to get into. Too into the weeds on this particular subject, but like, I mean, it's great that somebody came along and bought it, right? Because when you started doing it, did you have regrets about owning a?
No, you know, it had been like my ambition for a very long time, and then like, you know, you had this idea of like this life. Oh, it's gonna be like a sitcom. You know, I own a coffee shop and people come in. I'll be drying the cups like a bartender and
Courtney Cox,
give them life advice.
And David Schwimmer will be there every day.
Yes, exactly. I'm basically Gunther. But then I realized, oh, this is just making people coffee and cleaning, and this is not the glamorous lifestyle I expected. And I wanted a little more fun in my life. So yeah, I definitely was like very okay with it because then I fell into the highball and got to, you know, throw disco dance parties and glow sticks and confetti cannons, and that's the lifestyle I'm more suited to.
Why didn't you just get a confetti cannon for the coffee shop?
Because I would have to clean it up. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's the thing, being totally in charge of everything, that's got to be not fun most of the time. You know,
a lot of good coffee though. I was really high strung for a couple years there, slugging it down by the gallon.
I had actually written down Ruckus. Is that real?
I mean, it's really on my driver's license.
Yeah, no, it is real. You made it real. I love that. I love that you can. I want to implore the listeners that if you do not like your name,
yep.
Go fucking change it legally. You can pick anything almost. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go in there and say, I want a swear word, right? Could you have said, I want to be called Fuckus?
I think it's a little arbitrary because that's up to the judge. Because when you change your name, you have to go in front of a judge.
Oh, it's just a judge decides?
Yeah. And that day, you know, when I went to go get my name changed, it was a sub-judge from like out in West Texas who would come into the city. And he had this long mustache and this like real thick southern accent. And he's like, are you changing your name to escape from something from the law? And I'm like, no. No, sir. He's like, are you changing your name to get out of some financial problems? You know what? That's not illegal. Don't answer that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he goes, well, congratulations. You are now Mr. Ruckus. And I'll never forget that.
That is a good, it's fun that it was in an accent and everything.
Yeah, was it the rooster from Looney Tunes?
Without hyperbole, that's exactly how he said it.
I believe it.
Could you just not remember the name Foghorn Leghorn?
I could, yes.
That's a weird one to slip your mind.
I knew it had Foghorn. I couldn't think of Leghorn.
What the fuck? We should have him on the show. What kind of goddamn, your last name is Leghorn and you name your child Foghorn? What kind of asshole parents did he have?
It's a family name.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Those names, like when people go deep on like the, like they have several kids so they can give them all the same initials. You know, they get every kid in the family has the same first initial. That shit is.
Yeah, we should have George Foreman on.
Oh my god. I can't believe I'm surprised he hasn't named any of his children Grill. Because he's used every other word in George Foreman Grill. Right? Because I think even one of his boys is named Foreman Foreman.
Oh, my God. Oh,
some of the girls are named George. I know that.
Good.
Maybe there's a Georgette in there.
Yeah, definitely. Georgette, Georgina.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Wow. Some of the girls are named George.
Really?
Yeah. Right?
No, I'm just repeating what you said.
Oh, okay.
I'm marveling.
You're looking at a computer, so I thought you looked it up.
I was going to look it up, but then I realized I'm not connected to anything. I just have...
You really are a sad, lonely man.
I wish people could see how sad and lonely I am over here.
Well, speaking of lonely men, John Erler... Present company excluded, how many Dougs have you known and how much of an impact have they made on your life?
God, I think just one, I want to say. And a small but wonderful impact on my life, I guess. We had a sound guy named Doug, sound tech, back in the days before it was Master Pancake, when it was the Sinus Show.
And before, the what?
Oh, you don't know this whole story. We used to be the Sinus Show. We started
Sinus, as in sinuses.
Yeah.
S I N U S. The Sinus Show.
Yeah. Well,
before, who would come to that?
Especially in a town like Austin that's full of allergies. It really was a terrible name, but we were stuck with that name because we used to be Mr. Sinus Theater 3000. When we started in 2000, Tim League was like, hey, people are asking us to show old episodes of MST3K at the Alamo. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to go one better and we're going to start our own troupe to make fun of movies live at the theater. So he got me and Owen, who you know, and this guy named Germ. And we were we wanted people to know what we were about just in the name. And so we called ourselves Mr. Sinus Theater 3000. and so people
it's
knew instantly. It's very dumb and sneaky. But it worked for about 4 years. And then we started, we got a little bit bigger every time and more people would come. And then I guess word got out to Minnesota, where Best Brains is, who, you know, control Mystery Science Theater, and they sent us a cease and desist and said you can't call yourself I laugh every time I think that that's what we were called for 4 years, because it's ridiculous, and it's ridiculous that we got away with it, and of course we have to change our name. And so they hit us with a cease and desist and said you got to change your name. Also, you're besmirching the IP of Mystery Science Theater 3000 because you're doing dirty jokes and like R-rated humor and stuff, and we don't want that to be associated with our brand at all.
Oh.
So we were like, yeah, it was a dumb name and you're right, and so
we're sorry.
And then you had to go in front of the mustache judge.
Defend your IP. Yeah.
Are you trying to escape any debts of any kind?
You are now called Ruckus Theater.
I mean, that would have been a better name. But
I'll sell it to you. But,
I'll take Yummy Joy. How about
Yummy Joy Theater? Yeah.
So we had to change our name, and we wanted to keep it as close to whatever it was before without being what it was before. So we chose The Sinus Show, which is just a shortened way of saying Mr. Sinus Theater 3000.
Right.
And people, I guess a couple people might have called us The Sinus Show just for abbreviation before then. So that's what we were. How did we get onto this?
There was a sound guy named Doug.
The sound guy named Doug, who worked in the old Sinus, thank you, Sinus Show days. He was just a kid, but he was very hardworking and very, just had a great attitude. And sometimes that was contagious, you know, if you were having a bad day and you saw Doug over there smiling and working hard.
When you said kid, I pictured like a 7-year-old in the sound booth. Hardworking.
Another one of our child interns.
Looks like he was working on a coal mine, even though he's a sound guy.
Oh, he was great. And when we did, when we made fun of Terminator, the first Terminator, we would do this very elaborate skit that was like a sort of a a pantomime version of the whole movie's plot, and we would have like an iguana that Sarah Connor has in her apartment, and we had like a just we would reenact every scene very quickly, and it was very fun. But his part, you know, in addition to being a sound guy, he would do props and stuff. So his part, do you remember the tech noir disco in Terminator, first Terminator, mm-hmm. where they go, where he says, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
There's this sign flashing in the background of tech noir that just says tech noir, like a neon sign. And so he would, we had him, we made him like a sign, you know, on a pole, and on one side it said tech, on the other side it said noir, and he would just rotate the pole throughout the entire portion of the skit where we were in tech noir, so it looked like it was a flashing light.
Poor 7-year-old.
poor kid.
Now he stands at the corner with a sign that says Subway, flipping it around. You trained him good.
Do they have those
in Austin? People stand in the corner flipping a sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't get too hot for them?
It gets real hot.
I don't have to do it.
It's usually like tax prep people, too, like Statue of Liberty or Uncle Sam.
Always someone dresses the Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
And spinning a sign?
And spinning a sign.
That seems like two skill sets. That doesn't seem like anyone could do
wearing
both
clothes
well.
And spinning signs.
And be so hot, like in that they put green makeup on their face or whatever?
No, it's like the green robe and the crown and no torch, but they got the sign.
God, if they gave him fire on top of it.
Just hold this torch up the whole day.
In the summer heat.
Don't switch arms. Just one arm.
Didn't the Statue of Liberty become the color it is today because it's like rusted?
Oxidized, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It used to be bright pink.
It's plaid.
What about you, Keith? Have you known any Dougs besides us?
I know a couple. There's an Alamo manager named Doug. I don't know which one he works at. That's annoying. And then in middle school, I knew a Doug. I don't remember his last name, but I had a real shit mouth in middle school and high school and before that and after that. So I didn't have a lot of friends, but there was this one. There's a skater kid named Doug and like always made me feel welcome. I think about this kid all the time, too. Just a really good guy and made sure I, you know, had friends and stuff. That was it. He had a big effect on my life.
There's usually not, we haven't dug up too many like villains. Like, you know, like people usually have a positive association with the Dougs, but I assume it's because you remember the Dougs you have a positive association with and every other Doug.
You just forget
about because they're named Doug. I don't mean to drag down the self-esteem of Dougs that might be listening to this, but how many could there even be?
I think every Doug I've ever met has been a stand-up guy except for the shitheads I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Right. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
When you call that one guy a shit mouth, but he helped you?
No, I had the shit mouth.
Oh, you had the shit mouth.
I would nonstop run my mouth, and I couldn't stop. Like, I have somewhat of a filter now, but before it was no holds barred.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I was always, you know,
I thought you called him a shit mouth, and then you were he's always helping me. I'm like,
what's
wait,
the opposite
what?
Of a shit mouth? He was, you know... A mouth of gold. You know, cold mouth.
Here comes Rainbow Mouth.
That was my nickname in college.
He doesn't swear. Sign him up for Mystery Science Theater.
Mr. Sinus Theater.
I swear, you finally put the nail on the... hit the nail on the head as to why I've never warmed up to... I like the idea of Mystery Science Theater... And I'll watch a few minutes of it from time to time, but I'd never watch an entire episode, and it's because nobody's going to swear.
Yeah.
And not that I love swearing that much, but I just also don't want all the edges sanded off of everything. Like, that they're all just going to be cute jokes that aren't swearing. Told by robots. Robot silhouettes. Yeah. Sorry, Joel. Because I love everything else Joel does. And, you know, and the fact that Mystery Science Theater has become such a institution and lasted for so long. And they have several different offshoots of that are out doing shows. But I don't think any of them are called Mystery Science Theater Live. Maybe now Jonah Ray does an occasional live event or something.
They're doing that now. Yeah. That's a recent thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but they also have like riff tracks of some of the old guys that used to be in there and Cinematic Titanic.
I think that was going for a while and then Joel went back to MST3K. He got the name back. I don't really understand the whole dynamic of it, but
yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah.
So can you use Mr. Sinus now?
I bet you could.
That's a good question, but
I bet you also could have fought that cease and desist because it's parody.
True. Yeah,
they're different words. I think it's fine. I would have ripped that.
I think
right
they
up.
Sent the cease and desist. Just, you know, let's hope that works, and then it did. You know, I think a lot of cease and desists are just a threat that, you know, hopefully we won't have to,
right,
you know, take this to court or something.
I guess we felt like they had a point, but maybe we were suckers too. Maybe they did have a point,
but also their point should have been not a great name for your show anyway. That you should just have something that's identifies
original
as just you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, we were standing too much in their shadow with that name. It was a good excuse to get rid of it.
Pancakes are more inviting than Sinus, for sure.
Yeah. Well, the name Master Pancake Theater came about also in relation to that. Like, so we changed our name in 2004 from Mr. Sinus Theater to just the Sinus Show. But then 3 years later, the group broke up and we all went our separate ways, and I started a new offshoot of it, and I needed a new name. So
Hay Fever.
It's all allergy related.
Come on down to our new fun show, Robitussin.
No, we at the time we had to change the name. We made lists of names, and the name that we just used as a joke name, which was sort of a placeholder that we never intended to use as a real name, was Master Pancake Theater. And so I thought, well, that was a fun name, so let's use that.
It does, because it connotes, the master connotes like action movies and, you know, people getting kicked in the face. And then Pancake is just like, who doesn't, it's just such a positive, if you have negative feelings about one pancake, what's wrong with you? Because it's that second pancake that often sucks.
That's right.
One pancake is always a delight.
That's why we don't do double features anymore. That's not even true. We do double features a lot now on streaming. But yeah, the downside of the name is sometimes new people come and think there's going to be a pancake buffet at the show, or like you can order pancakes. And I've tried. Keith, help me out here. Next time we go in person, help us get some actual pancakes.
I showed up with no pancakes. They got to be easy to make, right?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, just like a little tray of like mini pancakes and you know, syrup to dip them in. I know they have breakfast shit here because I've had breakfast here.
You could treat it like a Rocky Horror, and instead of throwing bread, we could just throw pancakes at you.
I would love that, but every time I bring it up, they're like, oh, we have to change out the grill, and it's a big pain, and we can't, it doesn't work, and I'm like, really? Okay.
Well, they make frozen pancakes.
Yeah.
They're not going to be great, but I could heat
them up.
There's
syrup everywhere.
Yeah.
True. Your first one back live, they got to serve pancakes. Even if you outsource the pancakes. Like if you just brought in a bunch of pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Just change the name again. Be Master Pizza Theater.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Masterpiece.
Even closer to Masterpiece.
Perfect.
Then you'll get Masterpiece Theater all up in your business with a cease and desist.
That would be a fun cease and desist.
Master P Theater.
Yes. Yes.
That was like a thing. Like Master P, I did, like, there was that thing called, was it Super Deluxe? Did I do it for them? For somebody, I sat down with the actual Master P and did like this gag, this bit, Master P's Theater. And we're like sitting by a fire, and it was like the joke was that I just say shitty things to, it was like, you know, between two ferns before Zach came up with that. And I guess it's kind of like maybe like Space Ghost a little bit, how they like have, you know, the guests, they kind of mess with their, manipulate their answers. I guess Z-Way's doing it now in her show where she'll ask them like racially sensitive questions, and then they'll do weird cuts to phrases they made at different parts in the interview. But anyway, so the idea was we basically sandbagged Master P, you know, the idea was he was going to look silly, but I just think the whole thing didn't come off that great. Great story, Doug. Perfect time for a commercial. In fact, let's put the commercial over that story. No, we'll be back. We're having a lot of fun at the Highball with John Earler and Keith Ruckus,
And we'll be back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Thank you for enduring the ads, whatever they put in there. I don't even know. I don't even know what kind of ads get put into this show. Like over at Douglas Movies, they'll go, here, record this. This is going to be an ad in the show, and I record it. But that hasn't happened yet with Wide World of Doug's. So hope you enjoyed whatever kind of advertisement was stuck in there.
Toy Joy.
I should listen to it.
Yummy.
I should listen to it and see what happens. Or maybe it's different regionally, like where you live, you get a different ad. I don't know.
Doug's, can I ask you a question?
Yes. Doug?
Yeah.
He says yes.
Also, okay. Yes.
All right.
he did address both of us. I don't speak for both of us.
Before I came on, I tried to think of all the Doug movie puns I could, and You've probably heard every single one of them at this point, or made
well, we
them.
Are always trying to come up with new ones, so
well,
hit us with some.
Okay. I'll start with the obvious ones that you've definitely done or heard before, which are Doug Day Afternoon.
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh. I mean, I guess any variation on dog.
Right. Doug's life.
Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Doug's purpose.
That's good. Wag the Doug.
Yeah.
Ghost Doug, The Way of the Samurai, The Truth About Cats and Dugs, Straw Dugs, All Dugs Go to Heaven, Mad Doug and Glory, Under Doug.
Are these all going to be dogs?
No, they aren't. But
get out of the dogs.
Okay.
We got it. Dogs. All right. Dogs. Dogs sound the same.
Okay. Slumdog Millionaire. Okay, that's the last one. then I tried to look up movie titles with drug in the title because,
right?
A, that's
Doug
you.
Doug Store Cowboy?
Yeah, that's really the only one is Doug Store Cowboy.
There, Sex, Dugs, and...
Rock and Roll.
Videotape.
There's songs.
What's
what's
the one with Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal? Was that just Sex and Drugs? Oh, Sex and Other Drugs.
Oh.
So Sex and Other Dugs.
Nice. I Want a New Doug, but that's a song, not
sure.
A movie. Love is the Doug. And then expressions like, this is your brain on Dugs, just say no to Dugs. The War on Dugs. The Food and Doug Administration. And then I got real desperate, and I was like, what else sounds like Doug? Drag? So, like, Doug Me to Hell and RuPaul's Doug Race. Tug, Doug of War, Doug One Out.
Doug of War is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you two should have a segment where you fight each other and do Doug of War. or pull on a rope. And then ducks. It hit me, ducks. There's so many duck opportunities.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yes. Yes.
Doug Tales.
Yeah.
Woo!
Howard the Doug.
Nice.
Doug, Howard you sucker.
Doug Soup. Anyway, the list
Doug
goes
Garage.
On and on. Make way for Douglings. Doug season, Wabbit season.
You went to work.
I did. I had a lot of time on my hands, and that's the way my brain works, too.
I love it, because, you know, now we can just use that.
Yeah.
We'll just listen to that chunk of the show.
I'll send you the list.
Whenever we need another Doug pun. You know, we always try to just come up with something to call the episode that has Doug in it.
That's like 50 episodes, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. We've got a bank now.
Yeah, yeah. Now we can really pick and choose. I know which one I want to use for this episode. I'm definitely going with RuPaul's Doug Race.
Yes.
So you'll hear that again at the end of the show. Keith, we'll start with you on this next one.
All right.
First gentleman to our Vice President Kamala Harris is a Doug named Doug Emhoff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we can get him on this show?
Take someone hostage and then make it one of your demands.
That seems crazy.
Throw a chair. I don't know.
I know you're just spitballing, but do you have an idea that won't land us in federal prison?
Yeah, I would do a show that's a fundraiser for like a very like front-facing cause or something that's real trendy, and be like, "Hey, our goal is to raise money for this and for to have one phone call with the second gentleman, Doug."
It's for Doug's in need.
Oh, perfect. Was there already a Hurricane Doug? If there was like a Hurricane Doug relief.
Yeah, I don't know where Doug fell into the whole hurricane game, because I also feel like they like names that are kind of not cool sounding, but definitely not as dumb as I don't think there's been a Hurricane John or Hurricane Doug.
Yeah.
Well, there was just a
Hurricane
Larry.
Keith would be. I'd get out of the way of that one.
Yeah, chairs flying everywhere. Look at what you know that Doug does, because you know any public figure has like a charity that's close to their heart. Do a fundraiser for that charity and then invite him to like send a video message or call in or do something to like get him involved.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, I love that idea, but I still think I have the kind of juice.
I'll do it for you.
That's going to get his attention.
I got a lot of time, just like John does. So.
We got to get somebody super famous to participate.
I like that you went from ransom to that.
It was my top two.
No, that's what happens with Keith Ruckus. Is,
like a Sour Patch Kid.
You don't ask the Ruckus to answer the question. Ask Keith.
Smart.
Yeah.
There's a duality
that
of man
wild
going
made
on.
Up name, that guy's he's out of control, but Keith is more grounded.
Yeah.
I should also say, I mean, I'll take pictures of all of us after this is over with, if you don't mind sticking around for another hour. we'll do a photo session. But I want to just say for the listeners that Keith is wearing an amazing shirt that is based on the carpeting of the Overlook Hotel in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Stanley Kubrick's The Shining because you know, Stephen King doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
He hated it.
This was going to be my shirt for the opening party of Fantastic Fest, but here we are.
What do you think Stephen King would, how would he react to seeing that shirt?
He'd roll his eyes and walk away.
I think so, right?
Yeah, he's like, fuck this, dude.
Maybe take his glasses off and clean it.
Would you rip up the entire carpet? Would you? Because you know, I'm big. Yeah. That's
oh,
joke.
You think Stephen King would go to a fat joke?
I do.
Because you're wearing a shirt that offends him?
Immediately. Hey, if we're doing a photo shoot, let's do All Dogs Go to Heaven and we can all eat the same plate of spaghetti.
That was Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, shit, you're right. I don't know anything about movies.
Can you imagine All Dogs Go to Heaven because they have a terrible diet? They just eat street spaghetti all the time.
That's what I thought you were getting at, that it was just bad for you and we die and go to heaven.
They ate one too many meatballs.
What's the name of that chicken from Warner Brothers cartoons again?
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
Speedy Gonzalez.
You know that rabbit from all those Looney Tunes? What's his name again? Biggs.
Damn it. I think we're almost out of time. Holy shit. But as you know, if you've I heard John earlier has done some research and listened to the show, so he knows that we do a thing with each guest called 5 and 5 questions, where Doug comes up with 5 questions and I come up with 5 questions, and then you know we go back and forth asking them, and you know we don't consult ahead of time what we're going to ask, but also we have such great guests on this show, we don't get to the
the questions sometimes, most of the time. So, basically, what we'd like the two of you to do, if you don't mind, is
eat some leftovers.
I swear, the pause on that one that time was like you were pressing a button to make to make that sound drop happen.
I didn't know you did that live.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That's really funny.
Yeah, the very first time he did it, I was just like, that sounds good enough to just do that every time.
I thought it was a button.
First time live, I should have just been like, eat some leftovers.
So David Huntsberger was on the show last week, which is, you know, terrific timing because I met and Doug met David in here in Austin, and we all knew each other because of doing comedy together in Austin at the Cap City Comedy, RIP, but rising from the ashes, their construction. I don't know if I should say this, but the new Cap City is being built.
Yeah. No, it's out there. They've made announcements.
It's been said?
Yeah.
Okay. It's being built right now. Where is it? Do you know?
It's going to be in the Domain.
Oh, it used to be called Yummy Joy?
The Domain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was scared of that part of it. The Domain. Because that sounds like it's like some sort of new fancy gathering spot, like restaurants,
yeah,
and movies and stuff.
Yeah. But there will be walk-up traffic, unlike under the bridge at the old location, you know.
Oh, right, right. No, yeah, they were in a weird spot before.
So next to Dracula.
But, you know, but walk-up means people that don't know what they're coming to see. They just
walk
up. Yeah,
that's true.
So they're the shittiest audience members. But we'll see. We'll see see how that works out. Comedy is certainly booming here in Austin. There's, like, every place I'm doing shows at, while I'm here, I've never performed at before. They're either new or a music venue that's being used for comedy during the Moon Tower. So, do you guys mind answering David Huntsberger's questions, or at least, you know, guessing what he might have said? Guessing what he might answer? Like I said, we don't have time for, certainly can't do all of them, but...
Are we doing this, Keith?
I'm down. As long as, you know, next episode they... have to do our questions.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I can peek at your questions, and they're gonna have a good time answering your questions.
Fantastic.
But well, you know, we'll see how we do here with the first David Huntsberger question from Doug Mellard.
All right, here we go. Who in your mind was the most memorable performance in Point Break?
The original or the remake?
Oh,
the original.
No. This is so funny. This we actually kind of planned to talk to David about Point Break because it had come up on a previous episode that he's like got all the dialogue from that movie memorized.
He knows every line.
And so
does
John. We you know, would have been fun to just have him like say some lines from Point Break. Do you remember any lines from Point Break, John?
I work for the FBI.
See, now that's the first line I brought up to Doug. I was like, oh, there's that one line that's the most famous line from the movie. And we played like 20 questions, and I could not get him to fucking say, I'm an FBI agent, which to me is the only quotable line from that movie.
Instead, I just yelled, Foghorn Leghorn.
We have a fan of Master Pancake. We call them fan cakes. He loves Gary Busey, and he will, at any drop of a hat excuse, quote the line from the movie where they're getting footlongs or sandwiches or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary
Meatball
Busey just,
sub.
Yeah, that's it. He sticks his head out of the car to Keanu Reeves and says, give me two, Utah. I don't know why that's so memorable, but some people love, give me two, Utah.
I got
everything that Gary Busey says in that movie sounds like Gary Busey just said what he wanted to say. Like that was where Gary Busey suddenly emerged as, oh, this is a character that he's going to, you know, he had been nominated for an Oscar for disappearing into the role of Buddy Holly. Like yeah. He seemed like he was going to be a great actor. And then, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to just show up and go, give me two sandwiches. I want two sandwiches.
That's the most hype I've ever seen you. That was amazing.
Yeah, and I always get that image in my head. He jumps up on a desk and rides it like a surfboard for no reason. Like, what? No one would want to work with this. He's like a cop, right? He's
loose,
like,
cannon.
Oh.
Wild card.
Yeah. And he's worried about sandwiches when they're in the middle of, they're about to chase people.
Yeah.
On foot. And he's like concerned about getting a sandwich.
He talks to the director like, I've got an idea about these sandwiches. I walk if you
my
don't
character
put this
wants
in.
Sandwiches all the time. I hope we can work that in somehow.
What if instead of one sandwich, he wanted two sandwiches?
All right, Keith, I'm going to ask you a David Huntsberger question.
Hit me.
And we really are out of time, so this is going to be the big finish, I think. If Austin, Texas and Los Angeles, California got into a fist fight, which one would win?
Austin, because we have more guns.
I'm sorry, did you hear the question? A fist fight. I took guns out of it on purpose. Made it about fists.
But we have guns.
But that's,
we're gonna use
John
them.
Wick has changed the game because he will punch shoot somebody.
Okay.
he really will.
Maybe L.A. just based
uses
on population.
Gun while punching a guy. What?
Just based on population, maybe L.A.
Oh, okay. Now, see, this is interesting. You get the Ruckus answer, then you get the Keith answer. Because Ruckus was like, guns! And then Keith was like, let's think about this. Let's be reasonable.
You got a point.
There's more people in L.A.
There's more people in L.A. So. I mean, because, like, even if, like, people in Texas are tougher, there's only so many you can punch through before you get, you know, tired. So, I mean, you know, also depending on the amount. Like, I could take, like, I could probably take out like 30 kids in LA just by myself. But, you know, a couple adults are going to lay me out. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to go LA on that just based on numbers, not based on any other criteria.
Well, I appreciate your, reasonable response. And I appreciate you showing up this morning with the master key and letting us in to do this. Keith Ruckus, what would you like to plug? What are your plugs?
Find my podcast. It's called 5x5 at the Movies on the 5x5 Podcast Network. Just search it up. You'll find it.
I did that show.
You did it a couple times.
We stole your 5x5, I think, for our 5 and 5 questions.
That's fine.
He sold it to us.
Wait.
Yeah. Where's
Ruckus?
What?
Well, Keith says that's fine, but what does Ruckus say?
He's throwing a
Oh no, there goes the chair. Holy shit.
Just throwing chairs.
That is a particularly noisy chair too.
That was on purpose.
You had a softer chair the last time that
I
happened.
Did.
And I did the 5x5.
You sure? Last year we did it. It was the only live show ever here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was a fun one. John Erler, Master Pancake on Twitch. How do people look at it?
It's easy. Go to Twitch and put...
So easy.
Why, even a child could do it. Put the words Master Pancake Theater into the search engine and you will get taken to our channel. And we do shows very frequently. In fact, regularly from Wednesday through Saturday, we're doing shows at night, either 7, 8, or 9 p.m.
Wow.
We play old recordings of our riffs that we have an archive of pretty much every show we've ever done. We recorded.
That's crazy. I never knew all the times I did that show. I just found out recently you record them.
Yeah.
I always thought I was in a safe space.
Oh, no.
Where no one would ever hear my shitty jokes again.
I'm so sorry.
Texas is a one side consent recording state. Just so right.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's not why we didn't tell you guys we're recording this.
Sure. Yeah. Smart.
But we do recordings of our old shows going all the way back to like 2007 sometimes. Sometimes we do live riffs of movies. And every Thursday we do the Thursday Night Crazies at 9 p.m. Central with me, Vanessa Gonzalez, and Ralphie Hardesty, where we
do a TV show. That's been a fun new thing we've done for pandemic is TV shows. And we either do an episode of Lone Star 911, the terrible show about emergency people in Austin, written by people in Hollywood. So there's like volcanoes exploding in Austin and stuff and like just crazy shit that doesn't happen in Austin. And if that's off the air, we'll do an episode of Wheel of Fortune where we have everybody... You have to guess the wrong answer. That's the only rule. You can't guess the right answer.
I bet you some people fuck up and say the right answer.
They do. And we I have to remind people at the top of this show, we know you're smart. Everybody here is smart. Please don't say the right answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Show us how smart you are by saying the most clever wrong answer.
It's smarter to say the wrong answer than the right answer.
I say that about some of the contestants when I'm watching that show. it's phenomenal sometimes, the wrong guesses. But they're under a lot of pressure that you're not under when you're sitting at home watching it. So I got to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
This has been an absolute delight, John Erler and Keith Ruckus. Doug Mellard, what do you have to
plug? At the Creek in the Cave for Moon Tower on Saturday at 8:30 on a show called Killers.
Is that an actual venue or?
Yeah.
Just a creek in a cave.
Yeah, it's a brand new spot here in town that used to be something else. Like, that's the thing is I can't keep up with when I see these new venues, you know, like there's so many new things in town that I can't remember what they used to be called. And I guess that's kind of true of the bars around here in general. They sort of,
it's changing
sort of come
so
and
fast.
Go and change names. Like this one bar I used to go to all the time. Now it's called Yummy Joy.
God damn it.
I used to go to that bar for coffee.
Aw.
Coffee bar. Did you do your plugs, Doug?
Yeah, Creek in the Cave, Saturday, 8:30. And then new album, I'm Worried About Me.
There you go.
Yeah, pick it up. It's out everywhere.
I was worried you weren't going to mention a new album. I am going to be doing Doug Loves Movies this Saturday at that same venue that we just mentioned, the Creek and Cave. That's at 4:20 Saturday afternoon. Moon Tower badge gets you in, or you can, I think they sell individual tickets. And Doug Loves Movies is also coming to Vegas, Washington, D.C., San Diego, and more. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates. As things open up, I want to try to do more shows with Doug Mellard out in the world, on the road, and try to meet some Dougs.
Yeah.
Get some Dougs to come down to our shows.
Come on, Dougs.
Yeah. We were in San Antonio, and we couldn't.
Not one Doug.
The only Doug was a comedian from Houston.
That we had.
Yeah, we had him
already
on the show.
Invited.
Yeah, we'd already invited him. So
it's my favorite Mark Twain quote.
The only Doug in San Antonio was a comedian from Houston.
Sound like the guy that did my name change.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you also to Alamo Drafthouse and the Highball, even though nobody that works at either of those places knows this is happening probably. Keith Ruckus really, really works in the shadows. And we,
that's a quote on my resume now.
We appreciate it. Keith Ruckus works in the shadows, plays in the light. As always, this has been RuPaul's Doug Race.
Got it.